broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the 2017 ATD International Conference and Exposition. It's time for Learning Insights, brought to you by Training Pros.
And we are back post-lunch here at ATD 2017. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton with you for an exciting 2.5, maybe 3 days of Learning Insights, visiting with people in the learning and development, the talent development profession here during ATD 2017. We've learned a lot already. It's early afternoon. We're hitting our stride. And now it is my distinct pleasure to introduce associate partner with Korn Ferry. Employee engagement and healthcare is our topic for the day. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Mr. Brian Noble. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, Brian, a lot of people are familiar with Korn Ferry as executive search. Can you talk about what exactly you do? Because I know it's more than that.
Yeah, I think you're right. Korn Ferry is really globally known as an executive search firm, probably the top executive search firm.
You don't have to hedge, Brian.
I don't have to hedge. Everybody knows that? Okay, they already know that. But they don't know as much about what Korn Ferry does on the consulting side. So just over half of our business is not executive search. It is consulting business in the area of what we call organization and people. So it's everything from org strategy, talent development, leadership development, succession planning, coaching, diversity, inclusion. We've acquired a number of companies over the last 10 or 12 years that have allowed us to really build up that practice. And the largest one was December 2015, so about a year and a half ago, we acquired the Hay Group, which doubled the size of Korn Ferry and brought a lot of capability to our organization.
And in your work, you're involved mainly in employee engagement, is that right?
Yes, I joined Korn Ferry late last year to focus on employee and physician engagement within the healthcare industry. So a lot of focus within Korn Ferry around healthcare in the coming years. We've added a lot of people to the organization, and that is my focus, really help organizations understand their engagement data and how they can build engagement strategies that are going to impact their business.
Now, are healthcare organizations really engaged in employee engagement?
They are. They're particularly focused on employee engagement because of the connection that engagement has been shown to have, or the correlation between engagement and what I like to call value-driven outcomes, which are things for them like patient satisfaction, the quality of the service that's provided in their hospitals, turnover, even mortality rates, retention rates, quality outcomes from a patient perspective are all tied to engagement. Engagement has a big influence on those things.
Well, and that's just it, I think. It's not just these perceived benefits. I mean, there are actual, we're beginning to track and see actual health benefits.
No question about it.
Derived from engagement, yes?
Yeah, there's a lot of research, Korn Ferry's research, but a lot of other organizations too that have researched this in depth. And I think that's part of why executives understand the importance of engagement. I think sometimes they're challenged more, and where I tend to work with organizations is now that you understand that, and you may even understand and measure within your organization what the engagement levels are, what do you do next? How do you really build an engagement strategy, and how do you influence engagement within your organization to improve it?
Now, what are you seeing in healthcare organizations to increase employee engagement?
Well, I think they're doing a lot of different things. Most organizations are, at a minimum, measuring engagement, which is a big part of my background. But my my role at Korn Ferry is, as I said, we're somewhat data agnostic. So we work with healthcare organizations regardless of where they might be gathering their engagement data and help them really understand it. But in terms of what are they doing to improve engagement, what I see a lot of organizations doing is taking that engagement data and driving it down to the lowest level in their organization. So they're driving it down to that frontline supervisor, that direct manager, to engage with their teams, to look at their data, see where they can improve, and make those changes.
So it's not just collecting it. There's some real science and benefit from feeding the information back to
Absolutely. So it's not just going to executive leadership. You know, it's very common that when comes back, I used to do that. We'd sit down with the executive team. We would show them their results. We'd talk about what's driving engagement in their organization. It would typically cascade down throughout. That information would cascade down throughout the organization. But many times it's that organization frontline supervisor that's taking that data and saying, you know, if we're a team, let's figure out where our issues are, and then let's drive some change around that. But what I find they're not doing, and where I really try to work with them to help them improve more, is to look at it more globally. So not just that, what I would call bottom up, that frontline supervisor getting a chance to look at their data and work with their team, but what is organizational leadership doing with that data to look at what's impacting organization across, or engagement across the entire organization, so they can build plans, or they can make change, or they can develop people in ways that are going to impact engagement at a much broader level, which is really, in my mind, really the difference maker for an organization. So I like to see what I would call a top-down and also a bottom-up strategy around engagement.
Now, are you seeing, or is Korn Ferry seeing, that healthcare is doing things differently than other industries, or are they ahead or behind?
I would say that in some ways they're ahead, because they understand this correlation that we talked about earlier around the connection between engagement and particularly their patients. I mean, the mission of all these healthcare organizations is to help people. And so they know that if they can increase engagement, they can help their patients. I would say maybe they're a little bit behind in terms of maybe accessing some technology. There's a lot of things, even as I walk around today in the expo, I've seen booths and organizations that are focused on employee engagement apps and different ways of gathering that information, maybe in a new and different way. And I don't see much of that in the healthcare industry. And I think part of it probably has to do with the fact that healthcare is very interested in what the rest of healthcare is doing. So if they're taking an engagement survey and they're getting their data back, they want to be able to compare that to another hospital. But not just another hospital, but if they're a children's hospital, they want to connect it to another children's hospital or another academic medical center. So they're a little bit less likely, I've seen, to kind of branch out, try some new things, and maybe
take
advantage of some of
this technology.
They're
not as quick to say, oh, Chevron's doing something cool
right
over there, right?
Exactly. But I am seeing also a little bit of a shift. I've met a number of CHROs recently in healthcare that have come from outside of healthcare, and they have a very open mind to some of these things, and I think that might be a wave, kind of a trend, that could open things up in this area.
Now, in healthcare, though, patient outcomes is not a nice to have anymore. It's a must have, right? So there's more incentive.
It's not just that we want to. You know, I think executives at most healthcare organizations are very interested in making sure that the mission of their organization is served and the patients are well taken care of. But it is a business, and they are in many instances reimbursed, and their financials are driven by the patient outcome, as you're alluding to. And so if that's not where it needs to be, then their bottom line is impacted greatly.
Now, when it comes to the gathering of data and analytics, how do you kind of manage that with all of the HIPAA regulations?
We're gathering employee data, so we're not often limited by that. Mm-hmm. So as opposed to gathering the patient data, I came from an organization not too long ago that was big in the patient satisfaction business, and obviously they had to deal with those kinds of issues, but we typically don't have to deal with that on the engagement side.
But when the patient outcome is one of the metrics you're being judged at, isn't that part of what you have to know, track to see how well that went?
Well, yeah, what they'll do oftentimes is connect the engagement data for a work unit or department with that patient data. So as they get information coming back about patients in, say, the ER, they'll compare the production in the ER and the patient satisfaction, some of these other quality outcomes, to the engagement levels within the ER. And oftentimes engagement is a bit of a leading indicator for what might be happening around patients. So if we see engagement data that says that the ER is performing low around engagement, that's certainly one area we want to jump in and try to impact that.
So where does engagement typically come off the rails? Is it, as sometimes we've read, is it very closely connected with your immediate supervisor or manager? Surely it's more complicated than that, but where are some places that engagement does kind of get off track in a hurry.
I hear a lot of people say, and I'll often want to get in that discussion with them about, they'll say, well, it's really engagement is all about my supervisor. People stay with an organization or leave an organization because of the person that they work for. And I think there's some relevance to that and some credibility to that. But when you look at engagement data and you study it empirically and you look at it statistically, the real drivers of engagement, particularly in healthcare, are not coming from that manager. They're coming from things like, how confident am I in senior leadership within my organization? How connected am I to the mission and vision of what's happening here? And things that I would label as more organizational than manager-related, but where that manager really comes into play is that's the conduit of this information. So how much confidence do I have in senior leadership? That has maybe a lot to do with how my manager talks about the organization, talks about and understands the strategy of the organization, can convey that to me as an employee that would kind of bring individual purpose to my job and connect me to that. So the manager plays a big role, but the actual topics that are driving engagement many times are broader than just what that manager does with them day to day.
And engagement goes well beyond compensation, right?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people say that you know, that's the main driver, but all the research and evidence shows that that's really more of a what I would call kind of a staple item. It's something you have to have. You have to be somewhat competitive from a pay standpoint, but once you've done that, pay is not really a differentiator. There's so many other things that come into play for people, much like I'm sure come into play for you and everybody in this expo hall today.
That, once you're in radio and you're in the big box, then that's table stakes, right?
It's more about what time do you have to come to work and how long do you have to stay?
Exactly.
And is anybody going to bring you a new bottle of water? It's a lot of things that play into that engagement.
So now, if compensation isn't that important, are there some kind of inexpensive ways that companies can deploy in order to create better engagement?
Yeah, I actually think that some of the most impactful things around engagement are not often the most expensive to bring into your organization. So, you know, take something like mentioned briefly, confidence in senior leaders. That is, in my mind, has been the number one key driver and issue that I see in healthcare organizations, is that people want to understand and have more confidence in the leadership and where the organization is going. And to the degree that that is there, then their engagement is increased. But when you think about confidence in senior leadership, what it really comes down to are things that cost the organization almost nothing to impact. So how visible are your leaders? Are they out in the work environment? Are they engaging with people and giving people an opportunity to really interact with leaders one-on-one or in small groups and feel like they are heard, that their issues are being dealt with and heard through the organization? So, and are the leaders really communicating in a very transparent and authentic way?
Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you kind of get that information to the front lines? Like a leader can't go door to door and not, you know, and meet everybody in person. Are you spending any time kind of talking with them, getting them published internally to get to capture some of their wisdom and knowledge and then kind of disseminate it throughout
the
whole organization?
You know, organizations that are doing that well are doing exactly what you described. They're using new and innovative ways to reach out to their employees. So, you know, whether it's short videos or town hall meetings or other modes of communication, even in today's world with millennials really building up the workforce these days, they want to be communicated in new and different ways and maybe not want to sit down for a one-hour meeting and hear from leadership, but they want to hear a snippet here and a snippet there. So they're getting real creative about how they do that. And I think one other thing I would mention that's important to engagement and can have a real influence is the brand of the organization. So employer brand or the employee value proposition is something that I talk to clients about a lot. The understanding that if you can brand your organization in a certain way, both internally and externally, that can influence your engagement in your workforce. And if you can bring that value proposition of, you know, maybe it's not just the pay like we were talking about, but it's the other things that the organization brings to the table. It's the flexibility, it's the type of work you're doing, it's the growth and development opportunities along with pay and some of these other staple items, then you can really tell that story.
It sounds like you're talking about culture Is that something that is important to create good engagement?
Yeah, culture and engagement go hand in hand. So I really think of them, not synonymous to each other, but you need to have strong engagement in order to have a strong culture. And you need to have a strong culture in order to have strong engagement. Very, very connected.
So I'm thinking, Lee, I'm trying to envision myself as a millennial, so that's going to be fun, right? I got a little bit too much gray hair for that. But I come into an organization, and if I'm lucky, I get to work in an environment where old Bill, who's going to retire in 6 months, is still hanging out. And I get to hear a few legends and war stories, a little wisdom from old Bill. But if I went to work in another division two states over, I never get to meet old Bill. And I just think it would be neat if somebody would sit down with old Bill so we could all, learn from him. And I think maybe with the technology and with the younger workforce being open and willing to use technology, I think there's something there for that kind of thing.
I definitely think there is. And as you walk around here and look at all these booths and look at what they have to offer, there's great opportunity for that. One out of every few of these booths is some form of technology that's bringing education or wisdom of some sort to the hand of somebody's smartphone or iPad or computer, and they can get that. So being able to capture old Bill's wisdom is pretty easy to do these days, and you got to capitalize on that.
And it's something important, I think.
Right.
You don't want to let that go.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, when you're kind of sitting in an interesting seat, because you can analyze a variety of clients' engagement data, is there anything you're learning that you can share?
It is a great seat, and the one thing I would say is that it's one of those things where it's never the same. So it's never a one size fits all kind of situation with clients, and that's something I talk to them about.
If they just hire Korn Ferry, then it is one size fits all.
It's a done deal. But you got to see patterns, right?
Yeah,
you
got to
see some of the same mistakes,
absolutely.
Oh, here we go again.
And if I had to pick three or four things that I said, let's forget the engagement survey. Let's maybe not even invest in that, and you just need to focus on these three or four things. It would be things like connecting people to the mission of the organization, which is somewhat easier to do in healthcare than in some other environments, because you've got people that came to that industry with a sense of purpose and wanting to fulfill the mission of taking care of people.
Helping people.
They're helping people.
As opposed to if they're an accounting firm.
Right. They're not passing the widget from this side of the table to that side of the table.
There goes our Arthur Anderson sponsorship.
But you've still got to, even in that environment, you've got to connect them and keep them connected to the mission and make them feel like they have an individual sense of purpose. So that's one thing. Another would be one thing we've already talked about is that confidence in senior leaders. A big one we haven't touched on is developing people. In healthcare, and I think it's similar in other industries, but the common practice or a common practice within healthcare is to take the best technician, the best nurse, the best lab manager and promote them to the next
right.
job. And
right
they may not be the best manager yet.
Right, that might not be their superpower.
Right. They're really good.
Down like one nurse. And you might get a bad manager.
Right. So the development of people is so important. And in healthcare, I think particularly the frontline supervisor, the frontline manager, being able to develop them in a way that's going to make them effective, not only as a leader, but the leader of an engaged workforce. Because as we said, and that's kind of that bottom-up structure that we were talking about before, that can be a big influence. And you need leaders that are able to engage and connect with their people in those kinds of ways.
Well, how are you enjoying the conference thus far?
It's a great conference. I've run into some old friends, which has been great, fun to do. I've got some friends that are launching some new businesses here, so it's fun to catch up with them. And I'm just happy to be here.
Well, surely this is the high point.
Absolutely. This is the high point. No doubt about that.
Now, how do you attack a conference like that? There's so much going on.
There is so much going on, and it can be a little overwhelming. I have not been to this conference in several years, and I can just see how much larger it is. But as you flip through the the guide to all the different offerings. I think you just kind of take it 1 hour at a time, see what's the next thing that you want to go to, what you want to learn about, and try to expand your horizons a little bit.
So now, are you going to be focused on all the education around employee engagement or things around healthcare? Like, how do you choose?
I'm kind of tapping into the engagement side and also looking for what we just talked about, some of those new different technologies that are either going to bring something new to the engagement measurement side or something to the manager, the frontline leader. How can we look at some of the tools and techniques that some of these organizations are using to really address that concern, and particularly technology? How can you connect someone that's always on the go in a healthcare environment in a way that they can get what they need quickly, hopefully, and in small enough bite-sized pieces that they can absorb it, adapt it, build it into their work environment, and learn from that.
Now, how is Korn Ferry kind of getting the word out about all the different things you do outside of executive search?
That's a great question, too, and particularly in healthcare. Healthcare is something that Korn Ferry is investing a lot in these days. We're bringing a lot of new people and leaders into our organization and expanding our capabilities in that area. So we're right actually in the midst of a pretty significant marketing launch around Korn Ferry Health. We really need to expose healthcare to Korn Ferry. Even, as I mentioned, we brought on the Hay Group not too long ago, about a year and a half ago. It was a very significant acquisition. Just to give you a little tidbit story, one of my colleagues was talking with a client of Korn Ferry's and talking about our capabilities, and this was particularly around executive compensation. And the client said, well, we probably wouldn't call Korn Ferry for that. We'd probably call Hay Group. Which is now part of Korn Ferry.
Yeah, so you don't say.
My response was, call them.
Yeah, good idea. That's exactly who you should call.
So we're working through through that. It's a big acquisition. It takes some time. We've absorbed it a lot. We've got a lot of new capability. But there is a marketing piece and a branding piece that needs more work.
So now if somebody wanted to get a hold of you and, you know, kind of pick your brain, learn more about what you guys are up to, what's the best way?
Yeah, they could either email me directly at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, .Noble, N-O-B-L-E, at cornferry.com, or they could give me a call, 678-438-1050.
And then if they wanted to connect on LinkedIn, you're on LinkedIn?
LinkedIn as well, absolutely.
And if somebody wanted to learn more about Korn Ferry, the website?
Website's there, cornferry.com, K-O-R-N-F-E-R-R-Y.com.
All right. Brian Noble, thanks so much for coming and hanging out with us.
Thank you, guys. Really enjoyed it.
All right. We'll be back in a few from ATD 2017.
This has been a Special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.